Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
So with at least another month without hairdressers and barbers today, we thought we'd concentrate on the boys and the men and give you some advice on how to tame your tresses. And I'm joined now by barber Robbie Connaughton, who runs Barber Bob's in Athlone. And before I talk to Robbie, I just want to say we are talking about the customer end of this, but we're fully aware that this is really difficult for hairdressers and for salon owners and for barbers around the country who are facing another month not being able to get back to do what they want to do, which is to work. So we acknowledge that absolutely. But we're looking at this from the customer side this morning. Robbie, how are you?
Hi, Claire. How are you?
Nice to have you with us. So it was probably before Christmas that the youngest boys had a haircut and the fringes are getting out of control. So let's talk about that first. If you have a little fella at home who needs the fringe cut, what's the easiest and simplest way to do it without making it look absolutely awful?
yeah, no worries. The easiest and simplest way is just if you can stand behind your son and if you just lift the fringe up at a 90 degree angle from behind and don't go cutting the fringe straight across the forehead by standing in front of your son or your husband or your partner, because you just leave a straight edge fringe and nobody wants that.
Okay. And if you stand behind, does that mean that you can't cut it straight across almost?
Exactly. So if you lift the hair straight up from the head at a 90 degree angle and you just, like, you're taking weight out rather than length, Claire. So you can do that 5 or 6 times, keep doing it, and you're just taking weight out. And the more weight you take out of the fringe, the less length you'll have to take off. And when you comb the fringe down, then you can move around to the front of the boy or your partner, and then you'll see, God, I don't need to take much length off because you've taken a load of weight out. And then you can start cutting across the fringe from the front. But make sure to hold the scissors at a 30 to 40 degree angle. Do not cut straight across. So if you point cut the hair then at a 30 to 40 degree angle across the forehead, then you'll have a chop fringe and you won't have what most mothers dread is a bowl-shaped haircut.
Mm-hmm. A straight across. Mm-hmm. You mentioned the scissors there and I'm scared already when you talk about holding it at a 30 degree angle. I just, think that's too scary. But if you did want to attempt this, how much should you spend on a scissors? Because this has been hotly contested on this programme before.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I wouldn't go spending more than 30, 35 euro on scissors. And you get plenty, good ones online there, Claire. And it's plenty good enough. I would provide and suggest that to any barber, even beginning out in the trade and starting out, and there's plenty to spend on a scissors. And they'll be plenty good enough to do a good scissors cut. And if you have a clippers along with that, then and a good comb and a big comb, try and buy a big comb, Claire, is best.
Okay. And then you should keep the scissors for use on the hair only, would you say?
Yes, most definitely. Yeah, because you never use scissors to cut hair on paper or anything else because you just ruin the blade on it. It's fierce fragile, and if you let it fall once, you can shatter the blade. So try and be careful with it. But most certainly, only use it for hair cutting. Definitely.
Okay, a couple of questions coming into 51551. One, my son wants me to put one of those fancy speed lines into the side of his head. His mates have them, but I'm too nervous to try. Have you any tips? That's very ambitious, now, Robbie.
That's very ambitious, Claire. Yeah, if he's looking to get a haircut, never mind his speed line.
Yeah.
But look, if she wants to have a go at it, the best of luck to her. But I mean, I wouldn't advise it unless she's done it before, because that line could turn out to be a big wedge in his hair. And if he's returned to school anytime soon, that's not a look he wants.
Yeah, don't do it. Just don't do that.
No, I don't think so, no.
Another one, is it a good idea to use a hair razor? I assume they mean a clippers on myself. I don't trust my mother or my brother to do it.
Yeah, it means the clippers, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it is. Like, I mean, people are... Look, I would advise people who, maybe aren't going into work or they're not maybe anywhere to go to, well, like most of us don't have many places to go to, but if they're not going to work every day and they're working from home, but they're not all that fussed about how it turns out, and, and you're making a mistake, I would advise going for maybe a blade 6, which would be 18 millimetres if they have a clippers and... at home, or they purchase one online. to go for a uniformed haircut, a bold haircut, which we call it in the barbering trade, and shave it all over at a blade 6. But don't go below a blade 6 because it might be too severe. Now, if you shave it all off with a blade 6, 18 millimetres, then you could say, actually, I don't mind it being that much shorter. Then you can revert down to a blade 4, which would be 13 millimetres. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's not as short as people may think. Start off with the sides and back. I would advise that. And if you shave the sides and back with a blade 4, which is 13 millimetres, and you're like, God, yeah, that's, if they're pretty comfortable with that, then move up to the top with the same. And it's actually very doable. Don't be afraid of it. Go for it. And look, it can't turn out any worse than a big mop head of hair if that's what you don't want. You know?
And it's not going to be that offensive. You know, it's not going to be that awful with lumps going out of it if you just uniformly cut it right back all over.
It's not safe enough. Just make sure you have a comb and you comb. The trick here is you comb the hair down before you move into the hair with the clippers at each go, and just make sure that you shave directly again the growth of the hair each time, because if you don't, you're going to leave strips and clumps of hair. But if you shave very much directly again the way the hair is grown, you will make sure you will then cut all of the hair off.
Okay, I'm really nervous listening to you. My husband won't let me cut his hair anyway. He's just letting it grow, but I'd just be too scared. My son has lovely blonde curls, says this listener, but they're getting out of control and they get stuck in his toy trains. Oh, I need to cut them. What's the best thing to do?
Oh yeah, that's very tricky. Curly hair is very tricky the best of times. You need to make sure that the hair is good and wet and to comb it out and to get all the, like, to be not in kids' curly hair very much so. So use conditioner to soften it first and then comb it out very much so that it's good and smooth.
With the conditioner in it?
Yes, you can, but only a small bit. So wet the hair first with warm water and then just spray a small bit of conditioner on it to soften the curls so that they fall, to loosen out, that they're not very much rigid. And when you lift the curls then, so this is tricky because, so if you lift, what you have to do is you grab the hair in between your two front fingers and you obviously lift up the hair then, or lift out the hair outwards from the side of the head. And see, the curly hair wraps around your fingers and that's what makes it tricky. So when you're moving in towards the hair with your scissors, you just have to go very, very slowly because you can cut your fingers very easily. And just move in around each curl at a time and just go very slowly. And less is more with curly hair, because wet curly hair, if you think you're taking an inch off, you're actually taking double that off.
Yeah, slowly so, does it there, I'd say.
Yeah, so just take less is more, less is more with curly hair.
What's your advice, Robbie, for tackling around the ears?
Yeah, very tricky, even for barbers, never mind non-barbers or non-hairstylists. Okay, look, it's important to take your time and make sure your boy or your partner is not moving. And just fold down the ear with your two front fingers. And make sure the hair is combed straight down, that it isn't, rigid up through the head. Comb down. And just remove her very slowly in around the ear with the scissors, just as if you're drawing a line around the ear.
See, they're screaming at me now because you've folded the ear down. You've folded the ear down. You've told them not to move. They're screaming at you. You're going at them with the scissors.
The frustrations of not being open, Claire, isn't it?
And tell me, what terrible haircuts have you seen on the streets? Have you seen any, Robbie?
Oh, my God. Yeah, like, it's gas, you know, when you see them. And you just know that they're, like, they're thinking, I hope nobody sees my hair, but you can, of course. And, you know, like, it's quite comical. And when we returned last year, actually, Claire, from being shut after the first lockdown, like, I mean, the mother's coming in and they're just, you know, saying, I don't know how you do it. It looks so much easier.
They'll appreciate you now, Robbie. We've got to leave it there. We're over time, but we might come back to you again. That's Robbie Connaughton, who runs Barber Bob's in Athlone.